This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, hopefully you're with us. If you're on radio, you weren't with us because the first 6 minutes of the show are when I call my pregame. And in that pregame, radio stations all over the country that carry my show go to news and weather and traffic and sports. But on TV, you get me from the very top of the hour. So if you weren't with me in radio, I was talking about the latest Zogby poll among likely voters. I trust all the polls that show likely voters. And they show Trump winning in so many different categories for president at the very same time that many other polls, including Fox News polls, constantly show Trump losing by 10 points to Biden and like 6 points to Pete Buttigieg, losing by 6 points to Elizabeth Warren, losing by 6 points to Kamala Harris. They're ridiculous. We all know that's not happening. Trump's not losing to those people. Are you kidding me? There's no possibility of that. So now you get a poll that shows Trump's beating all of them, and it shows he's doing it by winning among people over the age of 65, winning by landslide, winning by people over the age of 50, winning with white voters, winning with males, winning big with males, more than Biden wins with females, winning with small cities. Let me see if there's any other areas. Winning with small cities and winning with suburban voters. Remember they say Trump has trouble with suburban voters? No, he's winning with suburban voters. So Biden is just leading with young people at large cities. He leads by 1 point. So, you know, that's Biden. And I don't even believe this poll, because here's the thing. There's a Trump factor. There's all these people that believe in Trump, that vote for Trump, that support Trump, that donate for Trump, that go to Trump rallies. They will never answer the phone for a pollster, A. And B, if they did answer the phone, they want to make pollsters look like idiots. They hate you all. You're all part of the deep state, the D.C. swamp. You're all liberals. You're all based in D.C. We don't like you. We don't like what you stand for. We know you're trying to destroy Trump. So when we answer the phone, we say, no, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for Biden. I'm voting for Booker. I'm voting for Kamala Harris. I'm voting for Elizabeth Warren. I'm voting for Pete, that gay mayor of South Bend. Why? Because we want to make you look like idiots. So my point is, if Trump's winning against every Democrat by 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, he's really winning by 8 points, 9 points, 10 points, 11 points, and it's going to be a landslide and an electoral landslide. So great poll. Now, am I in the right place here? Well, interestingly enough, Rush Limbaugh today said exactly what I've been saying for months now. Welcome to my world, Rush. I love Rush, by the way. I'm not trying to criticize him or make fun of him, but I've been saying this for a long time. I've stuck my neck out, just like I did in the 2016 election. Limbaugh says, I think Trump is already reelected. The media has lost. They've thrown everything at him they could possibly throw at him, and they're not getting anywhere. Now, let me tell you why Rush thinks Trump's won, why Wayne Root thinks Rush has won, Trump has won, why anyone smart understands that Trump is winning big among real Americans. Because Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib gave a press conference today. I'm going to go to the Bill O'Reilly interview now, but when we get back, I'm going to spend most of the rest of the show, we'll take your calls as well, talking about the press conference by Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, extreme, radical, wacko, nut job, pro-Muslim, pro-extremist, pro-terrorism, pro-terrorist organizations, anti-Jew, anti-Israel, Jew-hating congresswomen from Detroit and Minneapolis, Minnesota, who were just banned from Israel over the weekend. Literally banned from traveling to Israel, and now they're freaking out, losing their minds. We'll get to all of that. That'll be the basis of the rest of the show. I being a Republican, I being a Trumper, I being a proud American patriot, my being a Jew who loves Israel. I can't wait to dig into this. So we'll get to all of that. Stay on the edge of your seats and stay tuned. But right now, it's the great Bill O'Reilly earlier today. with yours truly. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with Bill O'Reilly, as we do every Monday and Wednesday. We also have Bill's Talking Points on Tuesday, right here on Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. And we're proud to have him with us. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. What do you got for me tonight?
Well, the usual, a lot of chaos over the weekend. The Proud Boys, the right-wingers, were fighting with the Antifa in Portland, and a lot of violence. I believe all the violence was on the left side, Antifa. And I guess the question is, Trump is considering labeling Antifa a terrorist organization. Do you agree? Is that the right thing to do?
Yeah, I would. I mean, they get the masks, right? I mean, I think fanatics are fanatics. Proud Boys, I wouldn't be hanging with them. But they don't have masks, and the Antifa people have masks, so why do they have masks? Because they want to do damage, and they don't want you to know who they are, so that seems to be terrorism to me. So I would put a designation on it, sure.
All right, agreed. One for one. Number two, Israel banned over the weekend Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar from entering their country. And then, of course, Israel capitulated because Rashida Tlaib said she had a grandmother who's in her 90s who's never, she'll never see her again. Let me in for compassionate reasons. And Israel said, okay, as long as you don't, you know, rabble rouse or cause any problems. And she came back after asking, and they said yes. And she said, no, I'm not going to do it. And so it's a whole mess and an international brouhaha, and the Democrats in the United States Congress are planning to retaliate against Israel. Is that a big mistake, do you think, on the Democrats' part?
I don't think they will retaliate against Israel. I think that's bull. I think the Democratic Party knows that Omar and Tlaib are disruptors. How about that? Disruptors. I feel sorry for the grandmother, but why can't she come to the USA? You could charter a plane, bring her on over here, and right?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah. All of this stuff is just bogus nonsense to bring attention to the Mod Squad, and if I were Netanyahu, I wouldn't let them in either, because they're up to no good. Yeah, they're up to no good. They want to hurt the country.
And by the way, it was only 3 weeks ago that a gigantic congressional delegation, I think it was 75 or 80 congressmen and women of both parties, bipartisan, went to Israel and met with Israeli officials and pledged their basically undying loyalty to Israel. And they wouldn't go with them for obvious reasons, because Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are troublemakers who hate Israel. And now they planned a trip not to Israel, they were going to land in Israel, but they called it Palestine on their itinerary. So obviously, isn't that a sign? It was nothing but trouble, trouble, trouble.
Yeah, and it also bolsters my argument that the Democratic Party is not going to do anything to Israel, because that would be foolish and lose them votes.
All right, we move on to someone who I think is doing something very foolish, because I'm a friend of Anthony Scaramucci, and I don't even know what to say anymore. I find it embarrassing. I think Anthony Scaramucci looks like Benedict Arnold. When you're Benedict Arnold, nobody likes you. The left loves him for 5 minutes, and he's trying to get a CNN show. Obviously, in my mind, that's what, or a reality TV show for him and his wife. But after that, they're going to throw him out, and the Republicans will never speak to him again, and Trump will never speak to him again. So he becomes Benedict Arnold. Radioactive. Nobody wants him. Just my opinion, the way he hates Trump.
You know, I don't know what Anthony's doing. He's a casual acquaintance of mine. I've never really... I don't know, Wayne. You know, people do things. They want attention. I don't know why they do what they do. So I really can't add anything to this. You know him better than I do.
Well, I probably don't know him any better than you do. He's a casual friend. But I thought that him and I both were simpatico, that we loved Trump and thought he was great for the country and the economy. And I just think he looks like he's got off the deep end. He's almost as bad as the extremists in the Democratic Party and his vitriol at Trump. It just looks nuts.
Well, I heard there's going to be a movie, a remake of a movie called Two for the Seesaw, starring Anthony and Omarosa. I don't know. That's pretty good off the top of my head. That wasn't bad.
It's not bad, and you probably don't even know that Two for the Money was the famous movie, and you know Matthew McConaughey was playing Wayne Allyn Root in that movie? That's where that movie came from. I was a professional sports handicapper in another life 20 years ago, and a kid in our office wrote a movie script and sold it, and I was that Matthew McConaughey character in Two for the Money. So, interesting.
And you look,
small world, right?
You both look so similar, too, you know?
Well, not anymore, obviously. Very funny, Bill, because now I'm 58 years old, but I was 28 when I was Matthew McConaughey. That was 30 years ago. All right.
Well, McConaughey's he's 60 years old, too, isn't he? I mean, he's aging rapidly. So.
I think he's probably 50 now. When he did the movie, he was probably 40. But anyway, in your latest column, you talk about an event that happened at the University of Michigan about fascists and fascist times, and it's an event that didn't happen the way liberals would like it to happen. Explain.
Well, I wrote a column called Fascist Times at the University of Michigan or Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And, you know, you have Stephen Ross, who's donated, $538 million to the school or some colossal amount of money. And he holds a fundraiser for Trump. And then the alumni, run by this far-left crank named Rayo, who's part of the Center for American Progress, which is, you don't get a more virulent group than that. That's a Soros group, writes to the university saying, hey, you got to take Ross's name off all the buildings and disassociate. And that's fascism. That's just, and to the University of Michigan's credit, they just said, you know what, we're not going to do that. So I'm glad the University of Michigan stood up, but the fact that this guy would do this, it's just beyond the pale, Wayne. Way beyond the pale.
Yeah. Well, that's how extreme the left is. By the way, I've got a new name for you and I. You and I are the updated version of Two for the Money, just so everybody knows. Bill O'Reilly, Wayne Root, Two for the Money, every Monday and every Wednesday right here on Wayne Allyn Root Raw and Unfiltered. Thanks, Bill. Enjoy your holiday.
All right, Wayne. See you soon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, a relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Matter, in the country I call Trump Land. I'm on the warpath. Let's go to war. But first, I do want to mention, sponsor of this segment of the show, speaking of warpath and going to war, if you're at war with the IRS and you want to keep the IRS from stealing more of your hard-earned money, and you've got some tax problems, some tax issues, or you owe some money, got some tax liens, whatever it is, Sam Landis, the Landis Tax Group, for the people to see, he's my personal tax lawyer, in my opinion, the best damn tax lawyer in America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS, all across the USA. Best evidence is personal testimony. When I needed him, twice he was there, and both times he beat the IRS. Of course, I did nothing wrong, so that helps a lot, too. But it wasn't just the IRS. It was the entire Internal Revenue Service of the United States of America, including the IRS commissioner in D.C. himself, involved in my case. It was Lois Lerner, we believe, involved in my case. It was Barack Obama involved in my case, we believe. And Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, we believe. Prove that. When we got a hold of my IRS files and saw the remarks in it, it was absolutely a political persecution. And those orders only come from the President of the United States. Sam Landis beat him. If he could beat that, think what he could do for you. And you go, yeah, but I don't have the money. First of all, he didn't charge me a lot. Not an arm and a leg, nothing. And as far as you, $190 a month, and most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months, and you start with a free consultation, so what do you have to lose? Nothing. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. All right, we're taking calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, line up. The big topic today, of course, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib with their press conference. They never said a word about Palestinian terrorism in their press conference. Not a word. If you're going to be honest, you have to address the fact the reason there are those checkpoints in Israel for the Palestinians to walk through are checkpoints. Why? Because so many Israelis have been murdered by Palestinians. Murdered. You're talking about life and death here. Can you imagine if you lived in, say you lived in Kansas, and you were surrounded by hundreds of millions of enemies? Maybe you go back to the old pioneer days, right? You've got a little wagon, pioneer wagon, going through Kansas. And you're surrounded by Indian tribes. They're shooting arrows at you. And your people are dying around you. My God, you're surrounded by thousands of Indians. Would you not want to have checkpoints? Would you not want to have the U.S. Cavalry there to protect you? That's Israel. Little, tiny Israel, surrounded by hundreds of millions of enemies who hate their guts and want to murder them and want to chase them away. And who else wants to chase them away and murder them? Well, it sure appears to be, okay, I can't speak for what's in someone's mind, but from the things they say and the things they do and their actions, it appears like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib hate Jews, hate Israel, want to drive us into the sea, see us killed, and see Israel taken back and given to the Palestinians. Why? How do I know that? Because it turns out their itinerary said Palestine. They were landing in Israel, or they wanted to land in Israel, and yet they said they were landing in Palestine. And when Rashida Tlaib was running for Congress, she did an interview, and the reporter said behind her desk was a map. And in the place where Israel is was a sticky note that said Palestine, covering Israel. Now it all makes sense. It all comes together. She believes Israel is Palestine. I don't know how to explain this to you. Palestine never existed. There was no Palestine. Okay? Israel belongs to the Jews. The Jewish people have been there for thousands and thousands of years, and the Bible says it is our duty to protect them, and America will only be blessed as long as we protect them. Of course, it depends if you believe in the Bible, but Jews were there for thousands and thousands of years. Jesus was born there, right? And that's why it's ridiculous to mention Palestine. There is no Palestine. It's a made-up name. There were never Palestinians in Palestine. There were only Jews in Palestine. And even if there were, it wouldn't matter. You know what I say when people debate me on this topic? You could argue that New Orleans belongs to the French, and you could argue that New Mexico belongs to the Mexicans. You could argue that Texas belongs to Mexico. You could argue that Kansas belongs to Indians. Arizona belongs to the Apaches. It doesn't matter. We got it now. The law is whoever wins it in battle, it's yours forever. And as long as you keep defending it, it's yours. Israel belongs to the Jews. It's the Jewish state. It's the land of the Jewish people. But what Tlaib and Omar don't talk about is all those terrorist attacks by Palestinians. And all those streets in Palestine, in the West Bank, named after terrorists who murdered innocent civilians. They award them. They honor them. They don't talk about pensions being given to the parents of suicide bombers. They don't talk about the fact that the group that planned their trip to Palestine, otherwise known as Israel, that group makes supportive comments about terrorists and terrorism. That it's their cause. They're bad people, evil people in the U.S. House.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The New York City Police Benevolent Association is unhappy with Commissioner James O'Neill's firing of Officer Daniel Penaleo. Penaleo's firing comes in response to his use of a chokehold that led to Eric Garner's death back in 2014. PBA President Pat Lynch says O'Neill's decision was embarrassing.
He decided to run to the corner that has the loudest crowd. He decided to put self-preservation first over fact.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice from the president.
It is unfortunate that Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, an even direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, Wayne Allyn Root, we're on Unfiltered. You thought I was done with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. I'm not done yet. I'm just getting started, but I'm taking your calls, too. 833-WAR-TALK, and I've also got a sponsor to mention, Dr. Joseph Williams, VacationRestoration.com. That's his website, VacationRestoration.com. Or call him toll-free at 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. Number one. Medical hair restoration doctor in the world, meaning he's the guy that fixes your hair. If you're going bald, if your hair is thinning, if you're already bald as a cue ball, he's the guy that makes you look like, oh my God, I'm young again. I got lots of hair. He's amazing. I've known him 18 years, best friend of mine, one of my five best friends in the world, and we hang out together, and he's always showing me the before and after photos and the before and after videos of the people he operates on. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. And it just makes you feel young again and look great again. And, you know, you're going to get the gal you want. If you're single, you're going to get the job you want. If you want to move up in the world, celebrities, billionaire businessmen, and even a sitting president have flown in from all over the United States and all over the world to have their hair restoration done in Las Vegas with Dr. Joe Williams. He's got offices in Vegas and Reno. So if you're watching my show or listening to my show right now in Vegas or Reno, you got it made. He's in your backyard. If you're anywhere else in the United States or anywhere else in the world, he'll pay for your Vegas vacation, or at least a large portion of it, for you to fly in and see him and get the surgery with him. So give him a call. It's a free consultation to find out what it's all about. 888-357-0888. All right, let's talk about Omar and Tlaib just for one quick minute, then we'll take calls. They shared a cartoon from an anti-Semitic artist who has encouraged the killing of U.S. soldiers. This cartoonist has shown pictures of militant terrorists, Muslim terrorists, standing with their feet on the body of a dead U.S. soldier while carrying a missile launcher. That's the kind of people that they represent, that they hang around with, that they support. No one's ever seen anything like this in the history of the U.S. House. We have Hamas and Hezbollah with us. Their trip, as I mentioned, was planned by an organization called Miftah, that has a long record of anti-Israeli rhetoric that downplays suicide attacks on Israelis and describes suicide bombers as sacrificing their lives for the cause. This is who they're hanging out with. This is who planned their trip. Folks, it's scary stuff. And last but not least, let me just mention one other thing they happen to forget at their press conference. The Palestinian Authority that they love so much, that they support so much, that they cry for, just banned gays. Banned all LGBTQ activities in the West Bank. Where's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to come in on this? Where's Omar and Tlaib to come in on this? And it isn't just that they banned them. I'll make it sweet and short. I can't read you the whole thing. But the spokesman for the Palestinian Authority says they're going to be arrested. They're going to be brought to trial. And you know what happens? This isn't Israel or America, a great democracy. They will be tortured to death. Or they will be given the death penalty. They will be killed for the crime of being gay or organizing gay events in Palestine, in their version of Palestine. Folks, that's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib support. That's the real truth of what's going on here. We don't want that in America. I don't want Sharia law. I don't want people who want to murder Jews. I don't want people who hate Christians. I don't want people who want to kill gay people and drop them off roofs or put them on trial and then put them in prison and torture them. And I don't want people who want to bury you up to your neck and hit you with bricks because a woman showed an inch of her skin. That's what goes on in these countries that they support and they want to bring to America. It's frightening. It's just something that is it's un-American, and it's never been imagined in America that we'd have this radical, this extreme in the United States House, and that the Democrat Party says nothing. That's the amazing thing. Absolutely nothing. And they're begging the Democrats to hit Israel by withholding aid to Israel. Now, I can't imagine Democrats are going to do that. Bill O'Reilly said he can't imagine Democrats are going to do that. But if they do, Democratic Party's done. I think Trump's going on to such a big victory. Nobody with a brain could ever vote for people like this. This is not America. It looked like, when I watched the press conference, it looked like I was watching a press conference in Iran. Everybody standing on the stage looked like Iranian women. Except, guess why that couldn't happen? Because you're not allowed to be a woman in the Iranian Congress. Only men could be in the Congress. So you would have never seen the scene in a Muslim nation. All the very reasons why we need extreme vetting, keep out bad people from America who believe in crazy things like hatred of Jews and cartoons that show dead American soldiers and show Muslim terrorists as heroes. This is sick. It's disgraceful. It's miserable. It's deplorable. It's disgusting. We cannot allow it in the United States of America. And I believe at this moment, my prediction, Democrats are running people against Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. They're not going to say anything about it. They're not going to support them, and they're not going to go against them. They'll just run people against them in the primary, put a lot of money into it, and knock them both out because they are trouble, trouble, trouble for the Democratic Party. Every time they open their mouths, Trump wins by a larger victory. All right, let's take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Let's start with Pat in Philly. I know he's got a lot to say. Be careful, Pat. No curse words here. I know you're going to get worked up. Go ahead, Pat. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we got
it. What I want to say is, Alan, yeah. Thank you for your show, and thank you for being an American patriot.
So I think this is a different path than usual, isn't it? Is this the usual path?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you got to do
that. Yeah. When Trump wins in 2020, I want all the Dems to get evicted by ICE.
Well, I mean, I think the illegals might get evicted by ICE. I don't know if that's every Democrat, but it sure is the core.
That would save us a few bucks, right?
It sure is the core.
That would definitely save us a few bucks.
Yeah. All right, Pat, I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call. Bill, he sure sounded different to me. That didn't sound like the usual, Pat. It was. God, he sounded different. Bill in Texas on line 3. Bill, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good evening. Yeah. Hey. I'm sorry, what?
You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't hear you. I just want to say that one quick. I participate. I agree with what you say about the polling. I participate in this stuff before in the party. But I just want to say there's one thing that everybody's leaving out is how there might be splitting up the Second Amendment vote right now, alienating it. Talking about red flag laws and gun legislation again.
So you're saying, let me make sure I got this right. You're saying that because Republicans might be, and Trump, might be working with Democrats to pass some gun control and some red flag laws, that might give Trump some problems with gun supporters who normally vote Republican, and he may lose some votes. Is that what you're saying? Just want to make sure.
Yes, because a lot of voters out there, I have participated in past and polling with the Republican Party in the past,
yep.
And so many people of one or two issue voters, like abortion people, that's their main issue. The gun people, that's their main issue. Can he afford to do this and wreck the Republican Party's chances of taking the House back?
Well, look, you sound like probably you're not an everyday watcher of my show. I dealt with this last week, and I said, personally, I'm on the side of the NRA. I'm on the side of gun people because I'm a gun person, and I've got a CCW. I carry a gun with me, so I'm a real gun person. But, let me give you a but. I understand the reality of getting elected. And Donald Trump, if he isn't elected, we're all done. We're all finished. They're taking our guns away. They're ruining this country. The borders are open. We will never recover. No Republican will ever win again. The whole country becomes California. So you got to elect Trump. You got to give Trump whatever he needs to do to get elected. If he needs a few little minor gun control laws, like background checks, just a minor one, not a big one, for assault weapons, okay, then do that. I'm with you. I'm on the side of gun owners, but I think you got to be realistic and do what you got to do to get elected and make independents happy and not turn off every woman in America who hates guns. So I just, I want you to be easy on my boy Donald Trump because he's got to do what he's got to do to win over a few moderates and a few independents and a few women and maybe a few young voters. So I'm going to be easy on him. He's got to do what he's got to do. Just make sure it's crafted carefully and narrowly to protect our civil rights as gun owners. That's all I would say. All right? It's not perfect, but it is what it is. Where else are you going to go? It's like asking a Democrat woman who's a feminist who loves abortion if she's going to sit home and let Trump be reelected. Because there are some Democrats who aren't for extreme abortion 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even at the moment of birth and after birth. They're all going to still vote Democrat. So we're all still going to vote for Trump. There's no choice. You know what would happen to gun rights if you don't vote for Trump? There is no choice. So just be willing to compromise a little bit. That's all I ask, Bill. Thank you. Let's take Bob in San Francisco. Bob, are you a conservative in San Francisco?
You got it.
And what's that like?
Yes. I don't go out of the house much.
are there a lot more of them than we think? I think there's a lot of closet conservatives in San Francisco. You can be openly gay, but you got to be a closet conservative.
Exactly. I totally agree. Yeah. You go anywhere and you've got to be careful what you say, but you're right. There are a lot more of us than people think.
Right. I knew that because, I lived in Malibu for 13 years. I lived in Malibu, California, and it was mostly liberal, but there were a lot of closet conservatives. And, you'd be careful what you'd say, like you said, but then somebody would kind of wink at you and go, yeah, I'm one of you. They'd whisper and wink, I'm one of you, and then you knew you could talk to them, you know? It's kind of interesting. How much time we got left, Chris? 40 seconds. Go ahead. Hey, Bob, let me know what you want to talk about, and we'll nail it on the other side of the break. What's the topic?
Okay. That idiot in Indiana, you know, ratting ice out.
Oh, yeah. Pete Butthead, exactly. The mayor of South Bend. We'll take him in a second. You couldn't make this stuff up, by the way, the comedy routine. He's the gay mayor of South Bend. I'm not going to say another thing. It's very funny. If I was a late-night comedian and he was a Republican, he would be the butt of all my jokes. Let's put it that way. But because he's a liberal, excuse the pun, because he's a liberal Democrat, you can't tell a joke. Hey, take these things too seriously. Mayor Pete Butthead, we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, War, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I told you about the poll with Trump and Zogby winning against every single Democrat, winning big in many categories. How about the shock poll from Rasmussen? Only 29% of Americans believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. 42% think he was murdered to cover up what he knew about important people. And another 29% haven't decided yet because they're confused. And I don't blame them. I'm not even sure. I think I'd be in the... I'd be leaning between the 42% category, me believing he was murdered, and the other category, which I don't know. He might have committed suicide because he thought it was in the best interests of somebody he loved. Maybe they threatened to murder his brother. He left his whole estate to his brother. $577 million. Where did Jeffrey Epstein get $577 million? How did he make that kind of money when all he did 24 hours a day was molest little girls? Where was their time to make $577 million? There's just something wrong with the entire story from start to finish. Very strange. Before we get to calls, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, My Doctor Suggests. They're the greatest, whether it comes to gut problems, skin conditions, colds, yeast problems, candida. I've tried it all, and I'm telling you, it works on everything. Even when Bubba, my love dog, Bubba the Love Dog, remember that radio show, Bubba the Love Sponge? Bubba the Love Dog reached up to kiss me. I reached down. He bit my lip. I mean, it just, you know, it wasn't on purpose, but his tooth went right through my lip. And instead of getting stitches, I used the My Doctor Suggests silver gel day and night for about 5 days, and it went away, and it healed up, and the hole filled up. It was unbelievable. I didn't need stitches. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I take their lozenges. I never miss a minute on the air. I never get a cold, even getting on and off airplanes now. And I no longer have brain fog because they're silver solution. Check it out. 20% off when you mention Wayne Allyn Root or this show or the promo code Root. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Say Roosh, you get 20% off. Right now we're going to say Bob in San Francisco, who wanted to talk about Mayor Pete Butt in what is it? Butt Edge in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I'll make this quick, but here's a question. I totally agree that he should be, you know, that's treason to me.
Yes.
But what about our mayor here, London Breed, Oakland's mayor,
yeah,
and our idiot Speaker of the House went on national TV, last month, you know, rallying about how they can avoid and should avoid and
right,
their legal rights.
Right.
Why? They ought to go after them all.
All right, so my response is, so here's my response. Last week I mentioned all this. It was my commentary about Mayor Pete Buttigieg, I think is the way you pronounce his name, the mayor of South Bend, and they make such a big deal that he's gay. Who cares? He's gay. I don't care. I don't care what you believe in. Matter of fact, you show me a gay guy running as a Republican who believes in the wall and who wants lower taxes and get rid of regulations and thinks climate change is a fraud, I'm all for the gay guy over the straight white guy running as a Democrat, a bleeding-heart liberal. I'm for the gay guy every time. So I don't care if you're gay. What I care about is what you believe in. And this guy is a criminal, and I think a traitor to the United States of America. And I think it's a sign, as I said on last week's show, it's not just happening in South Bend with Mayor Pete. It must be happening in every big city. Every Democrat mayor of every big city is sending out phone alerts on robocalls, automated calls, telling illegals to run for your life because ICE is in town. Hide, hide, hide. That's a crime. That's aiding and abetting criminals. And if an MS-13 gang member hears it and ambushes an ICE officer and kills him, that is aiding and abetting murder. And the politician should be charged with murder. And Mayor Pete right now, you can't arrest all of them, maybe. Maybe you don't know about it. You don't have proof. But we have proof of Mayor Pete. And he's the one running for president of the United States. So if I'm President Trump, I arrest Mayor Pete. I indict him, I perp walk him, and I prosecute him to send a message to the rest of the country. They did it with the liberal judge in Massachusetts who helped the felon escape out the back door. They should do it with Mayor Pete. You got to arrest him now. He's running for president. He thinks he's the hottest you-know-what in the whole world. And guess what? He's raised his head above the foxhole. Now it's time to make sure you arrest him because he's high profile and he's a criminal. And he's laughing at us that he got away with it. Simple as that. Let's take Mark in Jersey on line 3. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thank you, Mr. Root, for your honesty. It's appreciated. You know, as the fake news media continues to crumble, now comes the leaked audio of the New York Times executive telling reporters, insisting they have to keep promoting the lie that Trump is a racist because their Russian collusion
is over.
Disaster,
yeah,
is over.
Failed. Yeah. Yeah, no, I saw it, and what Mark in Jersey's talking about is the truth. It's the gospel, honest-to-God truth. The head of the New York Times, the managing director of the New York Times, the head of the newsroom, he said the Russian collusion thing is over. We wasted 2 years on it, but we did good. We won 2 Pulitzer Prizes. Great job, guys. But now we got to stick to Trump as a racist. He said it. The whole news media is a fraud. The whole news media is a propaganda tool of the Democrat Party, and the Democratic Party is a front for the Communist Party of America. Democrats are complete communists now. And I want to warn all my Jewish friends out there, I'm Jewish, in the history of the world, never have Jews ever done well, fared well, or survived well in a communist or socialist country. You can be for the Democratic Party and vote Democrat, but you're voting for your own demise. Because every time socialists take over, the first thing they do is strip the property and take the guns away from the Jews, and then they murder them and torture them and arrest them and enslave them. It happens in every country. If socialists are in charge, you're dead. And the first target is the Jews. So why would Jews vote for Democrats when they're all socialists now? I'm just warning you. Wayne Allen Root, your Jewish Republican Trump supporter.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we
call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.